what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We had to wait until 9 o'clock last night to get the final RPI for the 3A State High School Softball Championship Tournament. It was worth the wait, especially if you're a fan of the Corbin Lady Dinos. They come out ranked number one. That means they get to play host tomorrow. And we are off and rolling. A little over a week left in the high school softball and baseball season. Joining us right now to talk about the number one seed and the road ahead for the Lady Dinos, we have manager Kurt Nunley. Coach, it is always great to get you on, and I appreciate you making out the time again today. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, Jordan. Thank you.
Absolutely, Coach. I know it was an exciting night. We had to wait all day. Baseball comes out at 9 a.m. Softball doesn't come out until 9 p.m. Was that a long wait for you last night, or did you anticipate being the number one seed?
Well, I didn't anticipate being the number one seed. It was a long wait. The nerves all day long were going 1,000 miles per hour. Like I said, I wasn't anticipating the one seed. We just didn't know. You know, Manti's been on a tear. I am not real sure about this, Jordan, but I believe that Manti hasn't lost a game since they played us. I know they've went on like a, 12 to 14 game winning streak right there. Grantsville's been on a tear. They beat powerhouse Spanish Fork 2 weeks ago. I mean, there was those three teams right there that could definitely be number one, us and Manti and Grantsville. And when I saw the bracket come out last night and saw that we were number one, my head hit the ceiling. I was jumping up and down so much. So, yeah, I'm excited.
It's an accomplishment. There's no question. I mean, a 25-game season, and after the 25-game season, the computer says, hey, look, this is the best team in the state. Coach, I know that does come with a little bit of pressure as well, and you and I have had this conversation multiple times throughout the year. Anytime you are number one, you A, have a target on your back, and B, you have expectations to live up to. I believe that's a beautiful thing, especially for kids, right? It's an opportunity to accomplish something great. Has the team embraced that, or do they feel the pressure?
I think it's a little bit of both. Honestly, I think it's a little bit of both of embracing it and also, feeling a little pressure. Losing to Grand a few weeks ago, that hurt, we figured that, well, we're probably not going to be the number one seed now since we ended up losing to Grand, but I loved how, the girls have fought after the Grand loss, and then after the Grand loss, they lost to Canyonview down in Cedar City. And the girls have really fought back after those two losses and really have shown really good character and have really embraced it and really come out on fire, especially during practices. The two wins that we got this week, against Union and Canyonview, just tells you that, the girls are focused and they know that they can beat anyone on a given day. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's an exciting, obviously a time of the year. And we're going to get ready and get this thing going.
Coach, when you look at the path that you guys have to take, I always think that's just as important as the seeding, right? Sometimes with the RPI, you can be a number two or a number three seed, and it works out better for you, as some squads would say. They feel slighted in some sense. So I'm always curious as to what the coaches feel as far as the path is concerned. Being the one seed, you are on the opposite bracket of the number two and number three seeds, Grantsville and Manti, but you got Providence Hall, you got Grand, a team that you guys just lost to, South Summit, Juab, Emory, Ogden. It's not as if the top half of the bracket is easy. How did you feel about the path?
Well, I was looking at that, and I noticed that if we win tomorrow and Grand wins tomorrow, then we have them, next Thursday in Spanish Fork. It's like a repeat from last year. That's exactly what happened last year. We were the four seed, and Grand was the five seed, and Grand came here last year to Price on that first Saturday, you know, they won, we beat Richfield, and then we had to play them on Thursday last year for the first time after already playing them, you know, two or three times during the season. So it just seems like right now, you know, Grand's been kind of our rival. You know, we always think that it's just Emory and Carbon, but, you know, for softball, especially the last 2 years, it seems like Grand's been our rival. We played them so many times during the season and also had to play them in state. You know, we're not going to pass by anyone. You know, anyone can be beat on a given day. And this is a new season, Jordan. You know, regular season's done. You go into, you know, state, everyone's 0-0. So if you're not bringing your A game every game during state, it's sure going to hurt you.
Yeah, no question. No question. Again, our guest right now, it's manager Kurt Nunley of the Carbon Lady Dino softball team. Again, state championship tournament gets underway tomorrow. Carbon will play the winner of Juan Diego and Delta. Coach, that play-in game, it's at 10 a.m. followed by your guys' game at 12:30, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Is that an advantage for you guys sitting and watching that game, or is it more of an advantage for a team playing in that first game? I think if I asked 10 coaches this, I'd probably get 5 different answers. Some say they want to play, they want to come off a win, they want to have momentum. Others like the idea of only having to play one game. How do you view that, knowing that you're sitting watching a game and then you get the winner?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've played Juan Diego already this year, so I know about Juan Diego. I know things about Juan Diego. Haven't seen Delta play at all. I don't know anything about Delta. So, obviously, I'll be down there that 10 o'clock game making sure that, you know, I'm doing a little bit of scouting on both teams. But, you know, to answer your question, Jordan, that's a great question. Coming off a win and having that momentum, like you said, is a huge thing. However, if you have the opportunity to sit there and watch and sit there and scout and understand, okay, this hitter went this way, you know, this is what they're throwing at us, I feel like that has an advantage too. So to be honest with you, Jordan, it's kind of a toss-up. But on that particular type of question that you asked me, but, you know, if you're in the state tournament, there's going to be times where you're going to have to play back-to-back-to-back, and there's hardly any rest in the state tournament. So, yeah, it's a toss-up, Jordan, is what I'm trying to say to the answer to your question.
Yeah, no, I understand that, Coach, for sure. When you prepare for this, do you change anything at practice leading up to it, Coach, or is it pretty much the same thing? How do you approach that as a coach?
No, that's a great question as well, Jordan. Approach it just like we've been approaching practice every single year. We just continue doing, you know, the same routine procedures as we've done during the regular season. You know, by this time of the season, the girls know, you know, the situations. They know, you know, bunt situations. They know first and third situations. We go over that just a teeny bit, you know, for this, you know, first while. And then mostly it's just making sure that the girls are getting, you know, they're hitting in, getting their reps in when it comes to hitting, making sure that, you know, when it comes to their technique, getting what they need to, you know, to be educated on with some of their hitting. That's what we focus on a lot is the hitting, the offensive part of it, the pitching part of it as well. And, you know, get out and do a few ground balls, fly balls, just to keep the defense, you know, up to par. So I just treat it just like we do during the regular season. There's pretty much the same rules and procedures that we've been going through the whole regular season.
Coach, I know you guys have such a potent 1-2 duo when we talk about pitching in Tinley Madsen and Haven Byerly. Again, it's something that you and I have talked about throughout the entire season. I've always felt that the style of play changes somewhat once we get to the state tournament. And I think you see maybe the bigger changes in basketball compared to the regular season. But when you get into the state championship tournament for softball, does it become a game of offense, a game of defense, or does it change at all? Have you been able to peg that in your years as a manager?
I haven't really been able to peg that out because, you know, it's sometimes you can have a real good offensive game, and then all of a sudden, you know, your defense is not that great. It would be nice to just have, you know, the whole package together, pitching, defense, offense. If that ended up happening, you know, obviously you wouldn't lose a game, but unfortunately that's not how the ball bounces on the softball field at times. And so, it's really rough, and you just kind of have to just go game by game on what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, Coach, it is great to get you on. It's great to talk about the girls set and set the stage for the 3A state championship tournament. Tomorrow, 12:30, the Lady Dinos at home. You can get out and support Carbon at the Carbon County Fairgrounds. And then after that, Coach, kind of wrap up the home portion. And now we will travel away for the remainder of the season and wrap it up next week. I mean, it definitely is go time. It's hard to believe.
It definitely is. And like I said, it's going to be a good state tournament, and any Carbon County people that are out there, they don't have anything to do tomorrow, come out to the Carbon County Fairgrounds, out to the softball complex out there. The Lady Dinos play at 12:30. We'd love to have as much support as we can get.
Coach, it's always great to get you on. Thank you again. Best of luck tomorrow, and I can't wait to chat next week and recap it. Thank you so much.
You too, Jordan. Like I said before, I appreciate you and everyone that works at the radio station and the radio stations for supporting Carbon High School and all of Carbon High School sports. It's really nice to have your guys' support.
I appreciate the kind words, Coach. We'll see you at the game. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Let's get out for just a minute. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We got to talk Kentucky Derby. We got to talk NBA basketball. We have all that and more coming up when we return live from the Sutherland Studios.